It has been an interesting year for sports, to say the least. Part of that is the pandemic, but we've also seen politics spill into the sports world as the nation erupted this summer over the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The Seattle Sounders have been among those showing solidarity with social justice movements. They've kneeled on the field and worn Black Lives Matter practice jerseys. In September, they brought it local by wearing shirts that said Justice for Manny Ellis, a Black man who was killed while in Tacoma police custody in March. Now, a group of professionals from across Seattle sports is helping to go beyond the displays. They're calling themselves the Athletic Justice Collective, and it's led by two men in the Sounders organization. Sean Muldoon is the head strength and conditioning coach, and Joshua Ford is a goalkeeping coach for the Sounders Academy and Tacoma Defiance. They both joined me in a recent Zoom call to talk about their efforts. Joshua, what were you feeling as you were having these conversations and watching what was unfolding nationwide?
It was very difficult at times to, obviously with the pandemic and everything going on, people were stuck in their houses and it's in your face. So it's hard to deny what was going on. And it was powerful to see people moving in the streets. It was powerful to see people standing together from all different colors, different backgrounds to say this wasn't right. That was important for me to at least, be able to now, how do we act instead of it just being coming together for solidarity? We want to come together and now take action and see some difference.
Is there a specific image that sticks with you?
I think for me, one of the biggest moments that kind of struck me was when the Milwaukee Bucks decided not to play, which obviously the NBA joined in. But I think the most important part, most impactful thing was seeing the WNBA do that and say, we're not going to play. It's maybe thinking, what are those other little smaller market, organizations going to do, such as the MLS, such as maybe NHL, when everyone was trying to get back and started with playing.
And Sean, talk about how this effort was received, the reaction you got, and the conversations you've been having with folks in other Seattle sports organizations.
Yeah, definitely stemming from the murder of Manny Ellis brought this very locally. And it was through one of our players that was early on like, hey, have you heard about this that's happening here, and keeping the conversation, realizing that like there's work to be done in our backyard, and realizing that folks within other organizations, other teams, were having those same conversations within their networks. For me, it's definitely about connecting with some of that and just creating a space where we can be together, build trust within our greater Seattle sports family, because a lot of us are not from Seattle. But now Seattle is home, right? So it's creating something together because this is where we live and are very invested.
So those conversations were happening. You were talking about it. What has resulted from that? What are the next steps? What are you hoping members of the collective can participate in?
As Josh mentioned, it's really about taking action, right? Making progress forward. So part of that is on education and information stage of just continuing to educate myself, have other members continue to educate themselves if they're interested in this. And then part of it is helping the community. So we've had a number of initiatives around food and cold weather. And then there's also the Manny Ellis case specifically has evolved since our conversations have happened, right? There's now the Manny Ellis Washington Anti-Discrimination Act that needs support. They need to gather 300,000 signatures by the end of the year to put it up for legislation. So can our group support that? Can we help gather signatures? Can we amplify the message specifically around that legislation, but around what's happening with this case?
Right. And this started in the sports world, but I'm getting the message that you all want to take this to the broader community in the region. And I'm interested in the tools you're using, social media, fundraising, plans to make donations to fund causes. What are the specific tools you're using to get the message out there?
So for that, we have just started to come together. We just started to now try to make this collective starting to take action, right? We've had teach-ins to where we're trying to, as Sean said, give knowledge to people how they can take action, take chances, and to make differences inside of their community and the communities that are being affected by such injustices. Within that, right, we've talked to COVID-19 relief. We've talked to, King County Equity Now. We've reached out to different places so that we can grow and learn, and people with inside of those organizations that are on the ground giving us information on how we don't have to maybe recreate a wheel. We want to be able to help the people are already involved in these situations. So it's more important that we are using maybe our voices as athletes, our voices as people inside of this realm to maybe amplify messages that have maybe fallen on deaf ears.
Sean, what are your thoughts on how you get the message out?
I think a mentor of mine said that our organization, the AJC, is going to grow as fast as trust happens. And so I think it's really important that we continue to get to know each other, continue to learn about each other, because a lot of members are very public, right? So it's important that there's trust and accountability and a mutual responsibility to each other and to the group.
This is a question for both of you. Sean, let's start with you. What's the most surprising thing you've learned since embarking on starting the collective?
The most surprising. What a hunger there is for community here and for people who work in sports to act and be about something bigger than themselves. The response is like, I wouldn't say we're at 100%, but when people are asked about it, we're in the 90s for sure, of people wanting to opt in and be a part of it. And it's genuine and showing up. So I think for me, it's just a surprise of how many other people are having the conversations that Joshua and I are having, how many people want to be a part of something and take care of their community.
I echo everything Sean said. I think some of the things that maybe surprised me were the willingness for people to join in, you know, take a listen, take their time out the day to, you know, to hear people from maybe not in their realm, people that they don't know, right? It was inspiring to see, okay, people are actually listening. People want to take action. To Sean's point, you know, people are willing to come together and from all different walks of life to say, yeah, we want to make this happen. How do we make this happen? And you know what, we'll try to listen and do what we need to do, not just one time, but we want to make it long lasting.
I want to thank you both for your time and for talking about your effort.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Sean Muldoon is the head strength and conditioning coach for the Sounders, and Joshua Ford is a goalkeeping coach for the Sounders Academy and Tacoma Defiance. Together, they're leading a new effort in local sports called the Athletic Justice Collective. They say it's too early to talk about who's involved in the collective, but that they've gotten a lot of interest from across Seattle's teams.